Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A U.S. official confirms Iran shooting down an American drone with a surface-to-air missile. That official, speaking on condition of anonymity, says the drone was taken out in international airspace near the Strait of Hormuz. That contradicts Iranian media reports that the drone was in Iranian airspace at the time. President Trump says his plan to start removing illegal immigrants from the nation next week aims to send a signal.
It's, you know, sending a signal that you may get in, but you're not getting in for long, and you're going out.
The president in that Fox News interview suggesting that Democrats are to blame for the increased number of illegal immigrants, blaming Dems for not fixing asylum laws and loopholes in immigration law. A new USA Today poll concerning the Democratic White House hopefuls finds Joe Biden with a 15-point lead over Bernie Sanders. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055, 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055, 800-854-1055, 800-854-1055.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
On today's program, I'll have a math problem that should piss off every business owner and scare every employee. I'll explain why you should never pay for followers on social media. I'll talk about what full funnel marketing means for your business development and why a dad fired his son from the family business. It's Thursday, June 20th, 2019, and I'll have all that and more right now on Taking Care of Business. Well, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim Gano, and this program is called Taking Care of Business. And for the next hour, we're going to talk about issues affecting businesses large and small here in the borough of Flemington in beautiful Hunterdon County, New Jersey, and on the national scene as well. Before we do that, a brief check of the weather shows it's currently 71 degrees at 12:05. And today it'll be mostly cloudy with thunderstorms this evening, a high of 82 and a low of 67. And it is humuggity outside. For tomorrow, we'll have showers in the morning, then clearing skies, a high of 79 and a low of 56. For Saturday, it'll be sunny. Remember that, the sun? And it'll have a high of 79 and a low of 57. And for Sunday, it'll be sunny with a high of 82 and a low of 60 degrees. And a current check of the financial market shows that the Dow is currently up 185.86 to 26,689.86. The NASDAQ is up 53.01 to 8,040.33. S&P 500 is up 15.77 to 2942.23. Oil is up $2.18 to $64.29 per barrel. And gold up $39.82 to $1,387.90 an ounce. Take good care. Well, again, welcome to the program. My name is Jim Gano. I'm the owner of Crown Trophy here in Flemington and the host of this program for the last 7.5 years. It's called Taking Care of Business, and that's exactly what we're going to be doing over the course of the next hour. So if there's any issues that you have in your business that you want to discuss or have us discuss here on the program, by all means, send me an email at trophyjim@yahoo.com. I'll do the research, bring it to the masses, and then we can discuss it out loud here on the program so that everybody can benefit. Because I think what happens, the more business owners I talk to, the problems all seem to be the same. And so it would be a good idea if we got them out in the open here and were able to share them so that everybody could benefit. So we'll try that. And again, it's your show. So whatever you would like me to talk about, I'd be glad to do that. And hopefully we can have material here that everybody benefits from. So looking forward to any cards, emails, letters, text messages, however you want to get that information to us or to me, by all means, write it down and then send me an email. That's probably the easiest way, and we'll take it from there. We've had a lot of good topics as a result of some of the suggestions that people have made throughout the years, and I think it's how the program works best when we're working for you. So looking forward to hearing from you. If you're listening right now, chances are you're near a computer, you're on your laptop, maybe you're listening on an iPad or an iPhone or similar device, and what we'd ask you to do is open up your browser and go to facebook.com and click on Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano. Like and follow that page. You'll get updates midweek. If there's something important that affects business, we'll bring it up there. I meant to bring a copy of the article, but I'll talk about it next week because it's getting closer. The minimum wage is going to raise to $10 on July 1st here in New Jersey. So this is something that employers need to be aware of, need to be talking to their accountants about and making sure that they are in compliance. You know, you don't want to be have an employee at $8.50 for even one pay period because that would be breaking the law. And so you're going to want to make sure that you are in compliance with the new laws regarding minimum wage. Next year, I think it jumps up to $11 an hour. But the big date is July 1st, making sure you're in compliance and getting your employees at that $10 an hour level. There's a number of different parameters if the employees work for tips, if they're farm employees, things like that. But, you know, generally, as a rule, most businesses, I would say probably 95% of all businesses are going to be affected by this increase. The business quote of the week comes to you each week at this time from Crown Trophy of Flemington. This quote I thought was pretty interesting. The most dangerous poison is the feeling of achievement. The antidote is to ever think is to every evening think what can be done better tomorrow. That comes from Ingvar Kamprad. Let me read it again without butchering it. The most dangerous poison is the feeling of achievement. The antidote is to every evening think what can be done better tomorrow. And it kind of follows how I end every show. Advice my father gave me when I was a young kid when he says, never let it rest until your good is better and your better is best. Now, an example of that, my younger son is out camping right now. He's taken a 3-week road trip with some friends, and they've been mixing it up between Airbnbs and camping, and they've done Yellowstone. They're in Sedona, Arizona right now, and they're on their way to Texas. So, you know, they're all over the country, about a 6,600-mile road trip. And when I mentioned that quote from my father, he said, well, what do you mean by that? And he knew the general premise because he's heard me say it before. But it was like my father would say that when we pulled up to a campsite when we were younger, my family, we would all get out of the car. And we'd just driven hundreds of miles to the campground. We'd get out of the car and we would walk through the campsite, picking up any trash, any cigarette butts, anything else that the family that was there before had left behind us. My father wanted to start with a clean campsite. And then we would move the trailer in, set up our campsite for the week, enjoy ourselves, and then we would pack up and pull out of the campsite a week later, and we would all get out of the car again and walk through that campsite one more time, making sure that we left it better than the way that we found it. And it's the same thing for what Ingvar Kamprad is saying. The most dangerous poison is the feeling of achievement. The antidote is to every evening think, what can be done better tomorrow? Are you thinking like that in your business? Are you happy and content? And so many businesses, business owners get this way. they get content, and sometimes it's because they've achieved a certain sales level, and everything is going smooth. Payroll's being met, rent's being paid, bills are being paid. There's a little money left over for the business owner, and so there's that comfort zone, and it's probably the most dangerous place in business because now everything's swimming along, you know. When I meet business owners and they say, well, you know, things are going great and, you know, we just bought a shore house or we just bought a lake house or I just bought a boat or something, I get nervous because it's almost as if they're telling me I'm right where I want to be and that's okay. But could you do more? And could you grow the business a little more? And I always tell people, you know, don't be afraid of fear. Fear is actually a good thing in business. And what most people should be fearing right now is the next recession. We don't know when that's coming. We know that it will be coming, but how are you preparing for that? And I'm going to get into that in an upcoming story, maybe next week, where what are you doing now to prepare for that downfall? Look at the last recession. How did your business either survive it, thrive through it, or did you just make it by the skin of your teeth? You know, did you have to take out additional loans, max out credit cards or anything like that? You know, but what are you doing now to prepare? And part of that preparation has to be in growth. There was a gentleman that I was working with who told me that at the last recession back in 2008, 2009, he lost 60% of his business because he was so top-heavy and reliant on corporate accounts. And he hadn't paid enough attention to the personal accounts. And what happens in a recession, corporations scale back on sales teams. They scale back on their marketing departments. They scale back on promotional items, anything, advertising, et cetera. And this is where his business really was heavily reliant. And so when the recession hit, you know, his business dropped by 60%. Think of your annual sales. Think of how balanced your ledger is with your customers. Can you handle that kind of a hit again? And if not, what could you do? If you grew the business by 10, 20, 30, 40% in anticipation of the recession, and you lost 20 or 30% of the business, you're still ahead. Still hurts, but you're still ahead. Last week, I announced the Bazalone Bowl, which is an all-star game of high school football players in Somerset County and two teams from Hunterdon County. Had a great time with that. That was last Thursday night over at Bridgewater Raritan High School. My dance card is really filling up. Last night, I went to a dinner meeting with the group Operation Jersey Cares. They have a gala coming up on October 19th at the farmhouse, and they've hired me to be the MC there. And what I tell these organizations is I don't want to just come in and read off a script. I want to know your organization inside now. So I'm actually going to be going to Operation Jersey Cares. I'm going to be packing boxes. I've been meeting with board members so that I can understand what else the organization does. And it's not just shipping materials overseas to our soldiers, but how they help soldiers who return with PTSD, with suicide prevention, things like that. So definitely looking forward to the evening of October 19th for the Operation Jersey Cares Gala. If you have any questions on that, by all means, Google Operation Jersey Cares. I believe it's OJC.net, and sign up for that. It should be a very good night. And then the night before, I'll be emceeing a gala for the Center for Great Expectations. That'll be in New Brunswick on October 18th. And there's a chance that on July 11th, I'll be emceeing a gala for the Star Thrower Group here in Flemington. They're coming up on their one-year anniversary. This is an organization that helps students who have aged out of this school, special needs students who have aged out of the school-age curriculum and are now looking to either do projects on their own, looking for employment, looking to become more independent. And so looking forward to working with that group as well. When we come back from the break, I have a little math problem that I want to go over with you that if you're a business owner, manager, supervisor should piss you off. And if you're an employee in one of these businesses, there's a good chance it could scare the hell out of you. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI,
the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all right. Taking care of business and working overtime.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. So glad you could join me. My name is Jim Gonneau. I'm the owner of Crown Trophy here in Flemington. And again, so glad that you could join me. And very appreciative of the fact that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has this radio station so that we can get together every week. The only chamber-owned radio station in the United States. And what a service it is. If you, regardless of what you need, you can probably find a show on it here. We have lawyers, we have psychologists, we have counselors, we have accountants. This is a great resource, and hopefully you're using it and listening to a lot of the programs. And don't forget, you can always go back and listen to the archive section of the programs on our website, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. In case you miss a show one week, you can go back and search for it there. Wanted to wish a happy 86th birthday to my mom today. Happy birthday, Mom. And also, very proud of the fact that today, finally, with a brief break in the weather, I was able to hang two signs up for the food pantry in Flemington. And this is for a new garden that they are dedicating tomorrow. Promised them to do the signs, and then the weather hit, and I have not had a chance to get up there. And finally today I said, well, come hell or high water, and mostly high water, we've got to go hang these signs. So went up there today and hung those. So looking forward to that dedication tomorrow, and hopefully they'll enjoy their signs as well, and that it'll bring some much-needed recognition. Also, don't be shy. I took a tour of the food pantry and got some statistics. There are over 1,800 families in Flemington or in Hunterdon County that take advantage of food from the food pantry. So whether it's donations of food, whether it's volunteering time, whatever you can do to help, even writing a check, you know, visit the folks over at the Flemington Food Pantry. They're behind the Lowe's and the Walmart over there, and see what you can do to help out, because 1,800 families is just way too many. And there's a surprising number of homeless people that are also dependent on the food pantry for food at every time of year. But now in the summer, it seems like people tend to get more involved in their summer life, lake house, shore house, and they forget that, you know, there are others still in need. So now class is in session. We have a math problem for you. And again, this is one that business owners hate. When I talk in front of business owners in group sessions, we'll go through this exercise. The business owners hate it, managers and supervisors hate it, and employees get scared by it. But I wanted to go over it with you and see if you can follow along. This is a good time for pad and paper, or pad and pencil, so that you can follow along with the math here. Now, a recent study on productivity showed that the average U.S. worker was only productive for 5.25 hours per day. So put the number 5.25 on your notepad. So we're saying that the average employee is productive for 5.25 hours per day. Now, if you work in an assembly line and you're putting nuts on bolts or whatever, or wheels on a car, you pretty much you don't have time to waste. That line's going to keep on moving. But there's a lot of jobs where you have some downtime, and that's, I think, what they're talking about here. So now that we have our notepad ready, let's follow along. So we're saying that at 5.25 hours per day being productive, that means that 2.75 hours per day are wasted per employee. Now, follow along. 2.75 hours times 5 days per week is 13.75 hours per week where an employee is not being productive. Now, imagine if you had 10 employees. That would mean 130 hours of non-productivity. And even those numbers seem small, 2.75, 13.75. But let's take 13.75 and go one step further. 13.75 hours times 52 weeks, the number of weeks in a year, equals 715 hours of non-productive time per employee per year. Now, over the course of a year, when you think about I work 40 hours a week, I work 52 hours or 52 weeks a year, the number seems staggering. But when all of a sudden you say, well, 715 hours of that is in non-productive time per employee, again, all of a sudden it gets a little chilling. That's a lot of time. But it's not measurable yet. It's still just a number. So how can you break it down some more? Let's take 715 and divide that by 8, which is the number of hours in a workday. 715 divided by 8 equals 89.375. Now, what does that number mean? 89.375 represents, that's the number of total days, if you were to combine it all together, that your employees are not being productive. 89.375, or in effect, it totals almost 3 months or a quarter of the year that your employees are not being productive. Now, when I say not being productive, what do I mean? If they're doing anything else, and I'm going to aim this towards the employee, if you're doing anything at your desk that is not work-related, meaning you're texting friends, you're looking at Facebook, Instagram, you're on the internet for anything non-work-related. I used to work with a woman who always had a browser open for Macy's, and she was looking at shoes and everything except her work. So if you're doing anything like that, again, internet usage, if you're taking personal phone calls on your cell phone and it's not a dire emergency. You know, we just had one yesterday at work where my office manager's daughter was in a car accident. Absolutely. Stop what you're doing. Handle the phone call. Make sure she's okay. You know, we can always get the car fixed later. That's an urgent matter. Having your spouse call to say, what do you want for dinner? Not urgent. Having the kids call to say, what's for dinner? Not urgent. Mom, where are my cleats? Look for them. They're where you left them last, you know. And I don't mind so much when it's the kids talking to mom or the kids talking to dad, as long as it's something of importance, not just checking in. I always tell my employees, I want your kids to check in. Let me know that they're safe, you know, at home. They're doing their homework or something like that. But if it's just nonsense stuff, you know, can Billy come over for dinner? All that stuff can be handled after 5:30. Hey, honey, the Johnsons want to know if we can get together this Thursday or this Saturday. Again, that's stuff that you can be doing on your time, not work time. So when I say being non-productive, those are examples of what I'm talking about. So in effect, when you say that 89.375 is the number of days that employees are not being productive, you're saying that nearly every employee is nearly not productive for almost 3 months or a quarter of the year, but they're getting paid a full salary. So if you were to take, let's say, a person making $60,000 a year, and you were to knock off a quarter of that, they'd have a value of $45,000. But they want to get that check that equals $60,000. They're not going to give you back $15,000. But in effect, that's what they're stealing from you, and that's exactly what it is. They're stealing from you in a different way. They're not taking pens and notepads, which they're already doing, and paper clips for use at home. They are stealing time from your business. Then I want you to put it into a monetary sense. with all of your employees and with all of the work that they do, you're at a certain sales capacity and you probably feel like you're at capacity. You can take on no more. We would all love to make that one more big sale. But if all of your employees combined are taking 3 months off, or at least averaging 3 months off, they can only work at 75%. That's your capacity. What would you be able to do in sales? What would you be able to do in capacity if everybody was closer to the 100%? And I know we'll never get there. We're not, you know, we're not China. We're not going to be standing in the factory floors with machine guns if people aren't working. But if your employees could get that 5.25 hours up to 6.25, meaning you would gain 5 hours of productivity every week, and then maybe 260 hours per year, more per year, what would you do with that extra capacity, with that extra time? That's what we're talking about. When people talk about, well, we're losing the trade gap wars, we're losing, you know, that China sends more product over here, because we're not producing anything. And the stuff that we're producing, we're not doing it at our full capacity. If we were working a little bit harder, earning every penny of our paycheck, then we would be more competitive. So this has to be tightened up. It has to be tightened up by the employees. It has to be tightened up by management. It has to be tightened up by ownership. Every business should have a no personal cell phone policy. If it's important, have your family call the office. And I tell all my employees this. If it's dire, if it's important, have the family member call the office. I'll give you my office. I'll give you Susan's office. You can handle any emergency. But very often you find out there's really no emergency. But again, family member dies, house is on fire, dog got hit by a car. Absolutely. Take those phone calls. Finding out if your wife wants to go out to dinner with the Johnson on a Saturday night, that can wait till after 5:30, 6 o'clock. So it has to be tightened up. I always talk about what happens when the next recession hits. This is the example. If your business is currently tolerating this behavior by your employees, you're at 75% capacity, even though you could be at 100, but you're at 75%. The next recession, what happens? Competition gets fierce. Pricing gets fierce. You're fighting for every dollar. And eventually, you're going to realize some people have to be laid off. If you're the employee who's texting, who's shopping for shoes, who's doing everything they shouldn't be doing other than focusing on the task at hand, I can guarantee you the first person I'm looking at as somebody that has to go. If my business has to save $60,000 and you make $60,000 in salary and you're shopping online and you're texting and I can hear the phone calls with your significant others, you're the first person to go. Sorry to say it, but that's the way it's going to be, because I want the people that want to work to be there with me in good times and bad. And if you're not going to do it during good times, you're probably not going to do it during bad times. And then when sales diminish and I can't maintain payroll because I don't have enough sales coming in and I do have to reduce headcount, which happens at a lot of companies during a recession, it'll be easy for me to make that decision. Hard for you to accept, but easy for me to make. So as an employee, you don't get paid to text, to post on Facebook, to surf the internet, to shop, or do anything else. You get paid to work. Let's see if we can start doing that. In my upcoming book called The Action Plan, we're going to talk about this a lot, and we're going to do many self-assessment exercises where you have to really look at your day and how much are you putting in. Are you at 5 1/4? Are you less? Are you at 6 1/4? Where are you at? And then determining whether or not that's important enough for you to make that improvement. Ultimately, do your job, increase productivity, make more sales, and have the company working at capacity. That, my friends, is how you will save your jobs. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A U.S. official confirms Iran shooting down an American drone with a surface-to-air missile. That official, speaking on condition of anonymity, says the drone was taken out in international airspace near the Strait of Hormuz. That contradicts Iranian media reports that the drone was in Iranian airspace at the time. President Trump says his plan to start removing illegal immigrants from the nation next week aims to send a signal.
it's, you know, sending a signal that you may get in, but you're not getting in for long, and you're going out.
The president in that Fox News interview suggesting that Democrats are to blame for the increased number of illegal immigrants, blaming Dems for not fixing asylum laws and loopholes in immigration law. A new USA Today poll concerning the Democratic White House hopefuls finds Joe Biden with a 15-point lead over Bernie Sanders. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gano, with you every week at this time. So glad you could join me. Really enjoy getting together with you every week to talk about issues affecting business. And if you've been a listener of the program for any length of time, you know that I'm always talking to you about protecting your brand, protecting your image, everything you say, everything you do, everything your employees say or do can have an impact on your business. One New Jersey man recently found that out. In the story teasers at the beginning of the show, I mentioned that a dad fired his son from the family business. Here's why. And again, if you own a business, and I don't care if it's a Fortune 500 company, if it's the mom and pop store, my store, anything, when you own a business, everything you say, everything you do is under a microscope. Dan Rather wrote a book many years ago with a great title called The Camera Never Blinks, and it really doesn't. And I think it's even more prevalent today than it was when he wrote the book 30-some-odd years ago, because everybody's got a cell phone and everybody has a camera. Everybody right now is a news agency, whether you like it or not. But this story really talks about your brand and your image and the need to protect it. So the story goes like this. A New Jersey man who was recorded urinating on a memorial to a young cancer patient has been forgiven by the boy's father, but not by his own dad. Brian Bellacci went viral 2 weeks ago because of a Snapchat video showing him urinating on a memorial at a Maze Landing Park honoring Christian Klopp, a local boy who died in 2012 from a brain tumor at the age of 9, according to CBS Philadelphia. Now, as a result, the 23-year-old Bellacci has been charged with disorderly conduct, criminal mischief, lewdness, and having an open alcoholic beverage in a park. He was released on a summons and was due in court on May 29th. Daniel Flippin, 23, who police say filmed the video, was charged with having an open alcoholic beverage in a park. On Monday, the young boy's father, Christian, his father, Mark Klopp, reached out to the suspects in a Facebook post. And he said, "I don't know either one of you. I have no idea what exists in your life to make you so indifferent to how others feel, but I hope this serves as a wake-up call and you get the help you need. I admit my initial reaction was to find you and beat you senseless in defense of my son's honor and the distress that you caused my family, but I'm better than that. I hope it doesn't take the heartache my family has lived through to open your eyes. Something is wrong in your life and you need to fix it. You've done serious damage to your reputation and only you can fix it. How you respond to this dictates the direction your life will take." So kudos to Mark Klopp, the father of the young boy who had died, for forgiving the two gentlemen that did this. And I hesitate to use the word gentleman because a gentleman wouldn't act this way. But for Brian Bellacci, he was fired from his father's plumbing business. His father said that is not what he wants his company to be known for. And the point that Mr. Klopp makes when he said, You have done serious damage to your reputation. This will follow him forever. Now, keep in mind, as a recruiter, you know, when I did that before owning Crown Trophy, and I think Jim Lynch would back me up on this from regional personnel. As a recruiter, we're kind of like spies. And you can bet that the human resources department in every company is even worse. They're the FBI. They're going through your Facebook page. They're doing Google searches on you. They're going to Google your business and everything else. They're going to find out as much information about you that you're not going to just willingly give them during an interview. Most people aren't going to ask the question, so did you ever urinate on a memorial? No. But a simple Google search of this guy's name, I guarantee you the first 10 results are going to be about this news story of him urinating on a child's memorial. What future does he have at the age of 23? His reputation is ruined. And deservedly so. Don't get me wrong. I don't excuse this behavior in any way. But he's got to live with this for the rest of his life. Now, maybe he can find a job with another plumber and just anonymously work. But if he were to try to get a job somewhere else, maybe in an office or something like that, and a human resources person did a quick search and found his name, what do you think the chances are that he'll get very far in the interview process? What do you think the chances are that he'll even get to the interview process? So, again, I applaud Mark Klopp for forgiving these gentlemen. Hopefully, they've learned a lesson, and it never happens again. And maybe Brian Bellacci, being that he's only 23, can, you know, restore some honor to the family name. This just goes into what I talk about all the time. The image of your company, and he did this while wearing a company T-shirt, by the way. Everything your employees say or do is a direct reflection on your company. Don't let them screw it up for you. And that's exactly what this gentleman had done. So and it can't make it – there's no better example than that of how you can really screw up a company's image. And now that it's out there, you know, his father's probably worked for years to establish this business. The son, in a drunken moment, could possibly ruin the father's business reputation. How eager are you to hire Bellacci Plumbing after hearing that story? Me? Not so much. Let's talk about social media followers. There's a lot of talk amongst business owners how they want to increase their social media presence. Every week during the program, you'll hear me say, hey, go on Facebook and like my show. Go on Facebook and like all of our host shows. But a lot of people are now getting into the habit of buying social media followers. And there are services out there that will sell you 1,000 names or that will tell their followers to, you know, hey, follow this particular page. I'm going to tell you why that's a bad thing. You know, numbers don't matter unless those numbers are quality numbers. It's just like in sales. If you do 700,000 in sales, but you have 675,000 in expenses, are you really doing a good job? No. Wouldn't you rather have 500,000 in sales and $300,000 in expenses? That's a better number and a better ratio. And it's the same thing with social media followers. So when it comes to social media, the number of followers you have is just about everything. The more fans you have, the more your message gets out to the masses. At least that's what a lot of people think. But what's better for your business? 500 fans who actually engage with your posts and might buy from you, or 50,000 fans who don't buy anything? Facebook estimates that about 4% of its users are fake. Just recently, the company announced that it had disabled over 1.3 billion fake accounts. It's also estimated that many of the fake accounts are simply bots, computer-generated accounts that spread spam or conduct scams on people. Now, if your business has considered purchasing social media followers, here are five reasons that you should rethink that decision. Buying followers serves absolutely no purpose. Why do you have followers? Well, chances are you want your followers to purchase your products or your services. If you buy social media followers, those accounts aren't invested in your business or your community. You're just buying numbers. And although those numbers may look good, you're not getting engagement or sales. Numbers don't mean a thing if they don't lead to any increase of your bottom line. It's a waste of money to buy followers who don't buy anything from you. Followers look to your other followers for brand identity. New followers may go through your list of current followers to determine the legitimacy of your brand and your business. Your followers reflect on your brand and the content. Your potential customer is looking through your social media account to see who you are and what you promote. when you have fake followers that spam your account, it will turn them off. Think about that. If you've ever gone somewhere or liked a page, did you ever look to see who else is following, who else is engaged with that particular company? I've done it, and there have been times when – how many times do you get a friend request and it says you have two mutual friends? When you look at it, they've never made a posting, and it's really not somebody that you want to engage with. So the numbers don't mean a thing. In today's marketing world, it's engagement with your brand that counts. So consider this example. If you have 500 followers and about 100 of them routinely interact with your post, you have an engagement rate of about 20%, which is good for a local business. Now, if you purchase followers and you increase your number to 10,000 without any added engagement, your engagement rate will drop to 1%. So the higher the engagement rate means much more than the followers. Inflated follower counts also threaten your brand's integrity. Buying followers implies that you're more popular than you are. If you go from 100 to 10,000 followers in just a few days, your real followers will know what you're doing. Many people believe that buying followers is dishonest and makes your brand look deceitful. Buying followers could also get your account banned. Facebook is cracking down on fake accounts. Last year, Twitter suspended over 70 million fake accounts. So don't think that your business is not at risk. It's only a matter of time before the social media giants target the buyers of fake accounts, and you will be found out. So don't play that numbers game. Build a community of people who believe in your business. Grow your follower list the right way. Provide value to your customers by offering content that is valuable and relevant. Find ways to encourage people to engage and repost your content. This is how you gain followers who really want to buy your product. There are resources to help you manage your followers and help you build strong relationships with people who do engage with you. You may want to pay for such services to help you build a strong social media following. So, again, do not buy followers. It's simply a waste of money. The numbers don't really matter. And I made this example to a CCD class that I was teaching. They were fifth graders. And I asked them how many friends they had on Facebook. And one girl proudly raised her hand. She goes, "I have 735 friends on Facebook." And I said, "Okay." And I go, "How many friends do you have?" And she said, "735." I said, "Not on Facebook. How many friends do you have?" And she was confused. And she was a very popular girl in her school. I knew that. So I would count maybe, and most of us probably say the same thing. I have three or four, you know, call me at 2 a.m. for bail money friends. But we don't have 735 of those people. And, you know, so that's the type of thing that I'm looking for. If somebody's going to follow me either on this show, on my business page, or on my personal page, or want to like me or engage me, then I'm hoping that it's because they have a genuine interest in the business, in the show, or in me. If it's just, you know, but to just have people follow me for the sake of following, that means nothing. I think Kim Kardashian was over 7 million followers. But, you know, do people think that they're Kim Kardashian's friends because they follow her? You know, some might. It's a little misguided, but some might. So, again, the numbers don't matter. You don't have to go and inflate them and get 10,000, 50,000 or anything like that. It matters the engagement. And so when you make a post, how many people are liking that post? How many people are resharing that post? How many people are commenting on that post? Those are the quality relationships that you're looking for in your social media account for your business. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. We're going to step away. When we come back, we're going to talk about what full funnel marketing means for your business development. We'll be right back.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hunt and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hunt and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
Oh, you lucky dog, you. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. So glad you could join me as we wind up the final 15 minutes of the show and want to talk to you for a minute about what full funnel marketing means for your business development. And if you do any kind of marketing, you're most likely familiar with what is known as the buyer funnel. It describes all the steps in the purchasing cycle, indicating a prospective customer's process of making a purchase. Now, for marketers, it helps you understand how consumers think, informing them about or informing you about the strategy decisions in order to maximize sales conversions. At its core, the buyer funnel can be split up into three stages: the top, the middle, and the bottom. And generally, the top is defined as problem awareness, the middle is solution consideration, and the bottom is what's known as product decision. Now, what many marketers don't realize, however, is that the nature of the buyer funnel is actually shifting a little bit. There used to be a clear distinction between the marketing and sales teams. Marketing would focus on creating awareness and generating leads, and after, when the prospect was ready to learn more, the sales team would step in to close the deal. This distinction is blurred in today's marketplace. The consumer is going through the entire sales process individually, thanks to the power of the internet. According to research, two-thirds of the buyer journey is now completed on a digital basis rather than in person or over the phone. With changes in consumer purchasing habits, lots of marketers haven't taken the impact on the buyer funnel into consideration. They haven't adapted their marketing strategy to fit the behavioral shifts in each stage of the funnel, and as a result, their marketing suffers. So what is full funnel marketing? Well, full funnel marketing means that businesses can create marketing strategies that target consumers at each stage of the funnel. Because customers require a different approach at every stage of the buyer funnel, it's important to adjust marketing strategies accordingly. Now, think critically about your messaging, your creative design, and anything in between that goes into it. The strategic approach also carries over to the marketing tactics that you use for a campaign. It's important to remember that each tactic has a different objective and goal. For example, here's how tactics might differentiate for each stage of the funnel. At the top of the funnel is what we call awareness. So tactics like online display, pre-roll video ads, and content marketing are great for generating awareness and shifting brands to what we call the top-of-mind status. The middle of the funnel, that consideration stage, are where tactics like paid search, email marketing, and social advertising help to reinforce a brand while also ensuring brand visibility and discoverability when potential customers are searching for a brand's particular brand or service. And the bottom of the funnel, that conversion stage, tactics like retargeting and discounting offers aid in decision reinforcement and encourages consumer action. So how does full funnel marketing work? Because the vast majority of the buyer journey now occurs online, potential customers must be able to see a brand anywhere that they interact. This includes things like social media platforms, search engines, related websites, online communities, and news sites. Otherwise, your brand is practically invisible. There are probably thousands of people looking for companies just like yours, but if they can't find you, they're definitely finding your competitors. The first step in full funnel marketing is ensuring that prospects can find you and then convincing them to visit your site. You want to generate prospect interest. Once you've enticed your prospects to visit your site, the next step involves encouraging them to stick around. In fact, studies indicate that 75% of consumers make judgments on a company's credibility based on their website alone. For this reason, websites need to be designed to make a lasting impression. Today, a company's website is created to connect new visitors with its stories, its passions, its values, and the ability to help the customer all in just 10 seconds. Now, a website is a business's primary tool for lead generation. So this means it must grab the audience's attention, provide an adequate amount of educational information, and also generate enough trust that the customer will reach out. You have to nurture new leads. Now, while your site should be able to build new leads, it's important that the majority of these leads are early on in the buyer journey. They may be just recognizing their problem and are in the initial phases of product research. Don't disqualify these leads, ignoring them or discounting them. Instead, nurture them. And nurturing takes the form of ongoing email marketing, invitations to events, opportunities to share new offers as you create them. Nurturing campaigns is vital for moving leads further down the buyer funnel. It also provides additional offers to those who have already expressed interest in a product or service and prepares leads for sales opportunities. And then along the way, you want to guide that decision-making process. Every prospect will move through the funnel at their own pace. And while businesses certainly can't force prospects to make a purchase, they can provide insight while they make their decision. In fact, a recent Gartner report indicated that information that helps buyers advance through the buying journey is three times more likely to increase the likelihood of a high-value, low-regret deal. As brands get to know customers and their challenges, providing educational information positions the brand as a trusted advisor. This helps guide the customer to the end of their buyer journey with a favorable outcome for the brand. In this age of longer, more nuanced buyer journeys, it's important for marketers to cater to leads at different stages of the funnel. Full funnel marketing will be crucial for converting leads to sales in the coming months, so be sure your business is ready to capture the attention of buyers at all stages. I found that article to be very interesting in that how we've gone from the initial talk was with the sales cycle, it took six touches to make a sale from introduction to, you know, closing the deal. And now it seems as if it's because it's blurred, we've gone from six to three, and they're all kind of interrelated. So hopefully you'll take some of that information and, you know, use that. Again, very key in that story was the need for a good website that tells your story, that explains your brand. And if you are involved in something that benefits the community, get it out there. I want you to visit a website. It's called happyearth.com. This is a friend of mine's son, and he sells online apparel that benefits different causes. Might be save the whales, save the forest, but there are different causes, something for everyone, reducing, you know, ocean pollution. So it's happyearth.com, and look at his products, but read their story. Read the blog and see. They do a great job of telling their story, talking about their cause and their mission, and it's really working out for their benefit. So hopefully, if you get a chance, you'll take a look at that. Again, happyearth.com. And see if your website is doing a similar thing. Now, for some companies, there's not a lot of cause, if you will. You know, what is Ford's cause? Well, their cause is to sell cars. But is there anything that people will latch on to? Has Ford ever come out? And, you know, Dave Thomas, when he was alive at Wendy's, was about adoption because he too had been adopted. And even the collar of the Wendy mascot says the word mom in it, even though it looks just like lace. But when you learn later that, you know, he put the word mom there, it was in reference to his own mother who had given him up for adoption. So that was a cause that was near and dear to Dave Thomas. And to this day, even, you know, probably 10 years after his passing, it's still a mission and a focus of the Wendy's restaurants to help support adoption-type causes. So, you know, if you have a cause that you're passionate about, for me, I like helping those that are less fortunate. You know, the children with autism or special needs is something that I'm passionate about, and we're working very hard behind the scenes in getting opportunities for these kids. Working with the work readiness program over at the high school is something I'm very passionate about and want to see expanded. And then worrying about these kids after the age of 21, how do they get jobs? How do they learn to live independently? What happens if mom or dad dies? What is the succession plan? So working with the Inclusion Network and the Star Thrower Group and with 100 and Central Hopefully we'll be able to come up with programs that will benefit these and possibly be able to scale that, you know, on a nationwide basis. So that's my passion. It may not be yours, and it may affect how you interact with me down the road. That's okay. But I'm not here just to make sales and you know, fill my bank account. I want to make sure that we leave something behind that helps others. In sports, in the NBA, the Toronto Raptors are NBA champions after defeating the Golden State Warriors. In Major League Baseball news, David Ortiz's condition has been upgraded to good after having multiple surgeries to repair injuries sustained when he was shot in the Dominican Republic 2 weeks ago. In NASCAR news, the teams are back in action this weekend with the Toyota Save Mart 350 at Sonoma Raceway on Sunday at 3 p.m. on FS1, which will also be the last race that NASCAR Hall of Famer Darrell Waltrip will announce for FS1 as he heads into retirement. Darrell. And as always, it's been my pleasure joining you today, and I always end the show with some great advice I got from my father when I was just 6 years old that guides me in my personal and professional life every day. Maybe you can use it in your lives as well when he said, never let it rest until your good is better, and your better is best. If you have ideas for upcoming programming topics or guests, email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn, on Twitter at JimGano83, or on Facebook on the show's page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano. And for more information about me and my businesses, visit www.jimgano.com. I am Jim Gano, and I'm taking care of business. Make it a productive week, everybody.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Iranian forces are claiming responsibility for shooting down a U.S. Navy drone Thursday in international airspace over the Strait of Hormuz. Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham has a message for Iran.
Here's what Iran needs to get ready for. Severe pain inside their country that their capabilities pale in comparison to ours. We're not going to let them disrupt navigation of the seas, attack our allies and U.S. interests without paying a price.
Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi weighing in on the situation.
I think it's a dangerous situation. The high tension wires are up in the region. We have to be strong and strategic about how we protect our interests. We also cannot be reckless.
And President Trump is meeting with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau today at the White House. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents.
And Doug.
If I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up.
Did someone just say, if I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up? Ma'am, what if my partner, this wild emu, and I told you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need?
I'd say sign me up for Liberty Mutual. And also, your emu is eating my tire.
Limu! No. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Oh, my gut. We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
The Supreme Court ruled in a 7-2 decision that a 40-foot-tall cross-shaped war memorial standing on public land in Maryland does not represent a permissible government endorsement of religion. Challengers had argued that the cross violated the Constitution's so-called Establishment Clause, which prohibits government from establishing an official religion and bars governmental actions favoring one religion over another.
The FBI is analyzing alcohol samples from at least one minibar in a popular resort in the Dominican Republic to see if the hotel booze, in fact, is to blame for the country's recent string of tourist deaths. Former D.C. homicide detective and Fox News contributor Ted Williams says what he'd be doing if he were in charge of this investigation.
If I were in the Dominican Republic and I was conducting an investigation, I would bring in independent forensic pathologists to conduct autopsies to try to determine what these various individuals died of.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specification.